Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday evening, December 24th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of industry and manufacturing news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Rock Breaks, Lahontan Gold Corp, OTCQB, LGCXF. Advances Nevada flagship project with strategic drill campaign. Lahontan Gold Corp is advancing its flagship Santa Fe mine in Nevada with a strategic drill campaign. The company is focusing on upgrading and expanding the project's shallow oxide reserve. With 25 drill holes totaling 4,000 meters, Lahontan aims to transform resources from inferred to indicated categories, setting the stage for economic evaluation in 2026. The company's shift towards technical groundwork indicates progress towards mineral exploitation. For more information, visit Lahontan Gold Corp's website at www.lahontangoldcorp.com. Rock Breaks, Trilogy Metals Inc., NYS American, TMQ, advances path to unlock Alaska's copper and critical minerals potential. Trilogy Metals Inc. is advancing Alaska's copper and critical minerals potential through the Upper Kobuk Mineral Projects. The company recently obtained federal right-of-way permits for the Ambler Access Project, a crucial 211-mile road. This milestone, according to Trilogy's CEO Tony Giardini, highlights Alaska's significance in securing domestic supplies of essential minerals for national defense, energy infrastructure, and advanced manufacturing. Trilogy Metals aims to develop the Ambler Mining District into a premier North American copper producer while respecting local communities and subsistence livelihoods. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link. PowerMax Minerals Inc., FOBUMXF, set to capitalize on North American push to secure rare earth supply chains. Governments and industry are accelerating investment to rebuild domestic rare earth element supply chains as PowerMax Minerals Inc. advances early-stage assets in Canada and the United States amid tightening supply. New projects in North America underscore strategic urgency, with recent investment announcements highlighting the shift of rare earth elements to strategic priorities. China's dominance in processing shapes policy decisions, prompting companies like PowerMax Minerals to position themselves in upstream exploration. The urgency is driven by geopolitics, as China controls a significant portion of global rare earth processing. Stay informed with the latest news and updates from PowerMax Minerals Inc. in the company's newsroom.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24/7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.